Right, we're going to talk to Mark at 11 Zoom in a moment. My guest this evening is... I think it's going very well. This is like a new, you know, more friendly...
Yes, it's thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very agreeable.
Thank you. Our guest this evening is Emeritus Professor of Somnopsychological Nocturnal Audiovisual Sensory Phenomena at the University of Walsall, and he's Dr. Warwick Hunt. If you want to contact us, then expert analysis is yours just at the touch of a button. 0161 288 0103. Next stop is Levensue.
The James H. Reid phone in on Key 103. Call now on 0161 288 0103.
It's 19 minutes to 11. You're listening to James H. Reid on Key 103 on a chilly Sunday evening, and tonight we're talking dreams, courtesy of Dr. Warwick Hunt, Professor of, well, I suppose we can call you a Professor of Dreams, or is that rather trivialising your...
Well, no, that'll do for now, but the full title's too much to put on the door, you see.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Let's speak to Mark in Leven Zoom, shall we? Mark, you're on Key 103.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm going to say that guy with the last email was actually scary familiar.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep dreaming that I've went to bed with a dyed blonde dominatrix, and when I actually look across, I find that it's a 10-pinter.
It's a what?
A 10-pinter.
Oh, a 10-pinter. I think this is a colloquialism.
Oh, yeah.
10-pinter.
A 3 o'clock, you know,
What's the significance of that? A 10-pinter?
Not the girl you see when you walk into the pub, but the one you see when you walk out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's known as beer goggles, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Had the same problem myself, actually. We decided to economise a little bit at home, and I decided to cut the beer out, and... looking at the next grocery list, she'd bought a load of makeup. So she said that she bought it to make me look pretty. Well, I bought the beer for the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but would that help the dreams? Would that just turn the dreams into reality of a nightmare, or would that actually help the dreams?
Oh, no, it'll help it, that would. Because, obviously, you're softening the blow, aren't you? You're going from, how you say, a 10-pinter to a rather voluptuous young lady.
Right.
So it is softening the blow.
Right.
What a dream like that would basically mean is that you can't face life as you know it, and you need to change it to suit yourself.
Right, well, because I was trying to get off the beer, and that's why I started listening to the radio on a Sunday night.
Yes, and it started you drinking again.
It did, but it's helped, it's softening the blow slightly.
Yeah.
Good, that's excellent. Everything we can do to help. Why does he never turn his radio off when he knows perfectly well that he's supposed to? I had a dream recently in which a drunk and very aggressive donkey was chasing me. Any ideas from the professor?
Yes, definitely. If it concerns a donkey or a horse, mainly a horse it is, that's put in the category of a nightmare.
I see. Okay.
A donkey chasing you, that would mean, basically, that you have an unfulfilled love life, and you're looking for something different and fresh on the horizon.
Right.
You know. So
I suppose really the best thing to do would be if you could try and have the dream again and confirm whether it was
a donkey
or a horse.
Or a horse,
yeah,
yes.
Because that would help us. Okay.
Yes, that would be very helpful, yes. Shetland ponies are quite popular too.
I'm sure they are, yeah, in small doses.
In dream sequences.
Yeah. I dream about playing centre forward for Bury and scoring a goal off my arse in the cup final. Right, I don't think that needs a great deal of analysis, except possibly it's the only chance that Barry have got of scoring one.
Yes, it would appear so, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Does it have to be Barry?
That's the dream that that our correspondent keeps having.
Yes.
Right. Again, you know, check if you want. Now, this is from Wellington, New Zealand.
Oh, superb.
But originally from Salford. And from Paul, he says, now, will you bear with us while I explain this to you? I can't phone in because I'm listening online overseas. I had an awful dream last night where my partner and I had moved into a nice new house. Anyway, the night we moved in, there was a knock on the door and a policeman was there asking questions. There was a terrible storm in the dream. I didn't want to open the door, but the policeman was intent on coming in the house. I knew that if I let him in the house, he would kill me and my partner. I tried phoning the police, but couldn't get through. Next thing, the man was on the roof trying to get in through a window, and the only thing I had to hand was a knife, which I managed to stab him in the leg with. In my dream, I knew I couldn't hold him off and that he would kill us both. My partner was terrified, as was I, but I wasn't strong enough and couldn't stop him. It was at this stage that I woke myself up sweating and out of breath. Any advice as to what this means would be great.
Yeah, yes, it's a very, very involved dream, is that?
Mm.
What I would say is, check the windows.
Yeah.
If you need new windows, you're best getting them put in quickly. But the bit about the knife is very, very significant. That would mean, primarily, that you have a complex, a deep-rooted complex or psychosis, that would need looking at, definitely. Mm. Yes, there's something untoward occurring there, I would say, definitely.
It would, again, we've got this theme of windows and, you know, intrusion and insecurity. If replacing those windows with something stronger were a good idea, what would your, could recommend anyone who might?
UPVC.
Yeah.
Would be the best.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. Yep. Because, you see, if you put in, say, a mahogany, a hardwood.
Yeah.
Well, that'll need varnishing every year.
Regular maintenance, yeah.
Regular maintenance. But the UPVC, very durable.
Mm-hmm. And can you recommend a reputable company that might be able to help somebody out who's
not in New Zealand? No.
No.
It's a bit of a way, that.
Okay. Okay, then. Sarah is in Ashton. Ashton-under-Lyne, I would imagine. It gets on my nerves, that, because sometimes, you see, it could be Ashton-on-Mersey, and I wish they'd say that. But we'll overlook that on this occasion. Sarah in Ashton, hello.
Hello
there.
Hi,
hello,
Sarah. I'm sorry about that. I should have said Ashton-under-Lyne.
Well, the people of Ashton-upon-Mersey are, when roused, they are slow to rouse, but when they do, it's a terrible thing to behold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just not a regular from Ashton. I'm just a newcomer, so I'll bear that in mind.
Right, you are.
May we welcome you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have a particular dream?
Yes,
that,
I do.
That bothers you?
Yes. Yes, it's been a recurring dream for quite a number of years. And it's myself climbing up a hill.
Yes.
A very, very large hill. Not a mountain, because it's full of mud.
Yes.
And I'm quite happy to climb up that hill until I get near the top, and then I have to grab onto it with my hands.
Yes.
And
grab onto the mud.
Grab onto the mud and keep climbing, and then when I get to the top, near the top, I fall back down again.
Yes. Okay. So there are no branches to grasp hold
of. No, not at all.
There's nothing there.
It's a massive hill.
Even though you've got two good handfuls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you fully clothed or naked?
Fully clothed.
Yes. Right. Mm. This would depict to me that you have an ambition that you want to fulfil.
Yeah.
You've tried many, many times to get to reach the goal.
Right.
But you've had not much success at all. Is it an employment, job or relationship? Which?
When it first started, the dream, I was in not a very happy relationship, I suppose.
Yes.
And I managed to get out of that, and I've climbed the career ladder.
Yeah.
Quite successfully to a certain point. But my home life, my circumstances have stopped me carry on climbing, if you like.
I'm with you.
So, that makes sense, really.
Yes, that's what it is. Can you not work from home?
No.
Ah.
No, not at all.
Do you have a shed? In the back garden?
I've got a massive back garden, actually, but no shed at the minute.
Do you have a conservatory?
No.
Ah.
Might be a good idea to get one, perhaps.
a conservatory might help get rid of the dreams. Definitely. A new conservatory.
Mm.
Especially summer coming up now. Mm. And canopies. Canopies are very, very popular. Mm. To, you know, to stop the low winter sun.
Mm. Can you recommend anyone... If you wanted a conservatory?
Well, I've got lots of people that can build me a conservatory. I don't think that's going to help with my situation, do you?
External factors can influence you. If you've got insecurity,
yes.
If you correct the external insecurity, then it prevents the dreams.
It's true. A carpet could bother you.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a recurring dream regarding a carpet that you don't like, and you hate the carpet, but you've got to live with it because you know you live in rented property, on housing benefit.
Perhaps, yeah.
You know, and you can't remove the carpet because the landlord won't like it, so you've got to keep it, but you want to get rid of it really.
Mm. So those things aren't within your control.
Oh yes, yeah. Anything that's out of your control.
Yeah.
But the hill, you see, if you continue dreaming this. And the hill eventually sprouts grass and foliage and trees, then you know you're on the right track.
Ah, because that's like a healing process.
Be a healing process, The trouble is you've got too much mud there.
Right.
Now, next time you have this dream, you want to, say you're wearing jeans at the time, take a packet of seeds out of your pocket and sprinkle them around. And each time the dream recurs, the seeds would have sprouted and you'll have something to get hold of.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. We've got to move on, Sarah, because a very massive response this evening. 0161 288 0103 if you would like to speak to Dr. Hunt from the University of Walsall, expert on dreams, obviously on interpretation and analysis, and also the history. You're going to mention something about the Viennese period, which is when serious study of dreams actually began.
Freud related it to the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The short-term memory, it's just like in the daytime when you can't find your keys. You don't know where you put them.
Yeah.
This all relates to your short-term memory. You know, you start believing in the hereafter. You run upstairs and you wonder, what have I come up here after?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your underpants on back to front and they fit better.
Yeah.
Things like that. You begin to stain floors, but you don't mean to.
I see.
You can manage without sex, but you can't manage without your glasses.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious, you see. Now, the short-term memory isn't linked to the long-term memory. Now, this is when you can remember things that you did when you was a child, you know, and as you grew up and through your career, those are things that you'll never forget. You know, like when your first wife died in a wishing well,
yeah,
or something of that ilk.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always be with you. But a dream will dredge things up from the subconscious that you... probably would have forgotten yourself. Some dreams can be linked to the short-term memory. You can actually dream that you remember where you've put your car keys.
Right.
If you've lost them for several days.
Yeah.
You know. It's a very common dream.
I see.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
There we are.
And there's a lot of it about.
This is very... I suppose you have all this at the university, but you can actually send a text message on your phone.
Yes.
And it comes up as an email.
Yes.
Or now you can send a text message that comes up as a voice.
Yes.
So that saves you having to ring up and speak to people.
That's right, yes.
Anyway, this is... I dreamed that I'd won the national lottery, but the money was no use because I was a moth.
Ah, well, the only advice I can give you is never go to a candlelit dinner.
Good idea. Okay, listen, we're just going to take a very short break, and then you're at liberty to remain with us for a few moments longer.
Oh, that'd be superb, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's nice to be working indoors for a change.
It is. Dr. Hunt will return in a moment or two. If you've got questions about a dream, it can be a specific one or a recurring one, or a general question about the whole topic of dreaming, then 0161 288 0103. I think this is a much nicer way of doing the show.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All that ranting and shouting.
Yes. And, of course, there are a lot of common dreams, like when you're flying, or a very popular one, when your teeth are falling out, or you're naked, or you're being chased, probably by a gentleman with a warrant.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. That's right, because a friend of mine dreamt that all of those, that is, he had no teeth, he was naked, and he was being chased.
Yes.
And he woke up, and her husband had come home.
Ah, he should have used a safe period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he was on the night shift.
Yeah. Right, we'll be back with you in a second, and we're off to Hyde. Oh, now then, this is a text message from Steve Aruga Penk. He says, James, I have a nightmare. I insert my butt plug and then, unfortunately, break wind and the butt plug flies through a conservatory window.
Yes, well, if there are any breakages, my brother-in-law actually has a business that could have a look at that.
All right.
At very reasonable rates.
Okay.
It just depends. Is it double glazed, does it say?
I don't know if you could send us
because we're doing triple glazing now.
All right. Okay.
Which, for this, the weather at the moment, I mean, that's what you want. Triple glazing.
Definitely.
And we can, if you buy one, you get one free.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah.
That doesn't extend to conservatories, of course.
No, of course. But again, it's the, if that is a worry, then to do something, again, in the real world,
yes,
will take care of your insecurities.
Well, some people don't have room for a conservatory.
No.
So a porch is ideal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a lean-to.
A lean-to is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awnings are very, very popular.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.